the most important note in music, and subtlest colour in paint. In dance, it is the most profound use of space. It's the void inside the atom, the expanse of the universe, the act of listening, golden and beckoning. Without it, no star would shine, and humanity would fit inside a cube of sugar. Most of me, most of you, most of kings and peasants too. It's simply... silence. Whatever spoken before or after may echo a thousand centuries, but surely fades as words decay into each other's miseries. We shout and blame and make much din, wearing each other's patience thin. Amnesty, I think, all humans need from each other now, more than ever. Whether or not Twin Towers demolished was conspiracy, no doubt this tragedy has burned into memory, mistrust and fearfully divided us. I don't care who you are, what horrors you hide. We, the walking turds of the earth, can't forgiveness now deny. 60 million people died as World War I ensued, so 2 minutes of silence for each person, that means 0.00002 seconds per person is allegedly remembered. It's not enough. Lest we forget, we forgot. We forgot to forgive. So I cordially invite you all to come stand with me in silence for a day from 9 to 5 from Greenwich Mean Time. Book a fucking holiday on 9/11 to remember every fallen soldier, every victim of rape, torture and oppression, every human who jumped that day. May the day double as an invitation to every politician to stop talking, all soldiers to stop shooting, all police to be human, all faith to come together regardless of the weather. Bring food to share and bright clothes to wear. If you sing your prayers, don't not dare fill this void. Of course you can talk. This is only invitation, but the point is to wait in patience for the whole world to shut the fuck up! Nature, bountiful as she is also hurricanes, volcanoes, cancer, dementia, entropy, terrorists, murderers, and you. What have you done that needs forgiving? Only you know that, though there's no sin in sinning. We're here to learn. We are each other, warriors, sovereigns, magicians, and lovers. To the people who dare try to lead this meandering guerrilla rabble, I applaud every effort and misspent penny. Maybe they did it just to survive. Maybe they just can't stop telling lies. Maybe they love money more than people. They're still humans in the game of life. With no compassion for the criminals, the homeless, nor junkies, nor leaders of the world committing horrid atrocities. This is no protest, nor rebellion or such, just an invitation for all people to trust in a world sustainable, to suspend all suspicion in the reflection of the mirrors of each other, choose to see the flesh-driven stardust monkeys we are, weep for our sacrifice, laugh with our pain, rage playfully, and dance standing still. Love is an answer, but if you're asking the question, you're not quietly feeling it, just begging suggestion. So go stand with our government on 9/11, adamant that heaven can be made from this hell. And when that bell it strikes at 5, let's party like it's 29.99. Turn the earth into a house party, but knowing that if I hurt you, I'm just hurting me. You are all a part of me, and I a part of you, a system of a down and an up for each other at all. I'll invite you a third time. Come stand with me in silence for a day and collectively agree to just wipe the slate clean. No answers for what happens after. Just a wish to hear the sorrow amongst the laughter. September 11, book it off. To quietly wait for each other to just...